Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me begin by thanking you for the warm welcome I received today. I'm glad to be here in some days to the Cross from Vegas. Thank you. So that we must desire to be with God, that are free. That's why we pray with such power, recalling our minds to prayer from our other areas and business. We control our desire, admonishing ourselves with words of prayer to fix our attention on what we desire, lest we give for the cold. So, when all of us again let your petitions be known to God, it's not because only that way could they become known to God, who after all certainly knew them before they were heard. But rather that by praying, our desire might be made known to us ourselves in the presence of God. And so, while words are useful in prayer, not many words are needed. No, to pray much is not to speak much, but to have a heart thirsting for God. For prayer consists more in groaning than in speaking, more in tears than in a form of words. For praises are here in his heart, and our groaning is not his problem. It is a very useful idea there, when Paul commands us, urging us, pray continuously. How can we do that? We might add simple to God, shorter to the pastor, prayer to be concerned with, people to care for. How can we possibly be so important? And that's what he says, well, to pray is to desire. And what we need to do is to desire always. And if we are desiring God always, in all we do, then that thing we are praying. And very important, but he says it's more that it recalls us to our soul and helps us to work on our desire and for its growth. And if we pray and desire God, then in all desires we are more.